Well, it's good to be back this Sunday after all that food, yeah? Hope everybody got their fill of food. My favorite line on Thanksgiving when I was a young boy growing up, and still my brothers and sisters call me and say it, I lay on the floor and I rub my tummy and I say, I hate overeating. And that was the case. I overate a little bit too much. But certainly we thank God for his wonderful works. We thank him for his marvels. And, the choir we were singing down, we had a great time an hour before the service. We meet at 8 o'clock. We just had a good time laughing and singing together. I would encourage you, if you like to sing, come and sing with us. You don't have to be able to read music. I know I can't read it anymore. And Judy today was saying something about, okay, tenors, you're, an octave below the whatever. And I go, okay, I have no clue what that means, but I will just go ahead and sing. Juna can play the note for me, and maybe I can get it. So come and join us. We've had a good time. We're going to start with our memory verse, and then I'm going to open us with a word of prayer. So the memory verse, this is the last week that we'll say these two verses together, unless you have them memorized and you want to keep practicing them on your own. Galatians 3, 24 through 25. We say the reference, the verse, and then the reference again. Here we go. Galatians 3, 24 through 25. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. Galatians 3, 24 through 25. Join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful just for who you are, that your life gives us life, that in you we need not be afraid of what this world throws at us. For you, O Lord, are our guide, our protector, our Savior, our all. Help the words that we hear today from your word just melt down into our hearts, that we may be guided by them in our daily lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Probably be helpful if I had my Bible over here with me, because we're going to look at it today. There's a phrase that we used to say in college. It's called burning the midnight oil. How many of you have heard it before? Burning the midnight oil. I first heard that phrase in college, my first and second year of college, when my history professor, he would throw it out there when he knew we had, he would give an exam the following day or whatever, and he would always say, I know you guys, some of you guys are going to be burning the midnight oil because some of you haven't studied at all. And he said it so often, we mimicked him almost every day, just the way he would say it. Burning the midnight oil is kind of how he would say it. And so we used it for everything. It was kind of a catch-all phrase for everything from, of course, studying to life to work to parties. Anything that was taking place in the evening, we would say we're burning the midnight oil. And really, in order to see, in the evening when it's dark out, you need to burn midnight oil. It makes sense. You need to turn a light on, you need to turn a candle on, or burn the midnight oil. Well, if we look at Scripture, oil is used throughout most of Scripture, in fact, all of Scripture, and it's often, of course, used for light. It's used for other things, but more often than not, oil is used, when we're talking about oil, it's used for light. Now, of course, oil goes into a lamp, and once it's ignited and you got the wick thing going and all that, it shines, it makes things visible, and it helps us see in a room, or it leads us down a path when we need to go somewhere. And I'll be very honest here, this message this morning is a burning the midnight oil message. I had to stay up late, get up real early and burn a little midnight oil to finish this. I mean, I had done the research. I read what I needed to do in order to make the message happen, but the writing and the composing never came to me until, you're kind of just sitting there going, okay, I'm under pressure. I got to go. I got to get this thing written out. How many of you heard the song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp, Keep Me Burning? I know we have. How many have never heard that song before? Really? Okay. Well, we're going to sing it for you. The choir practice it. No, we didn't. Okay. But we're going to try it, right? So he goes, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. And then you go, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Pretty easy, wasn't it? Boy, you guys sounded good. See? 8 o'clock next Sunday. Come on. Well, I want you to turn, we're going to burn a little midnight oil this morning, so why don't you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, and if you have a pew Bible, you want to look it up. I think it's, if you have that brown Bible that's in front of you, I'm not sure about the blue one, but I know the brown one has it on page 829 in your pew Bible, if you want to pick that out of the pew there. So the Apostle Paul has written a letter here, and he's telling the church in Ephesus that what is kept in the dark will be exposed by the light. And then in verse 14, he writes, wake up, sleeper. This is chapter 5, verse 14. He writes, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. You remember, he's talking to the church. A lot of us need to wake up from the dead, don't we? Sometimes in regards to our faith. We believe in Jesus, but a lot of times the light really isn't turned on. We're in need of some oil. And while I cannot say all biblical references referring to oil, filling up lamps equates with us being filled with the Holy Spirit, I do want to say that the imagery is there. If you read from beginning to the end, the imagery is kind of there that we can't be seen as a lamp that lights things up. We have no oil until we receive Jesus, and then he fills us with the oil of his Spirit. I want to read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. And here's what it says. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but, I like this, understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus. Right? We just sang a couple songs together. We were doing that. Give me oil in my lamp, but our hymns too as well. And I think that's really cool. The oil in your lamp, if you want to jot notes down, but the oil in your lamp, I think, can be seen as the Holy Spirit in a way. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20, it gives us that peek at the Holy Spirit. And I encourage you to read it and reread it over and over again. In fact, the whole book of Ephesians. But fundamentally, if we only look at these few verses that we've just read, part of being filled with the Holy Spirit is being filled with joy, and it comes from God, and then goes bonkers in songs of praise and adoration, glorifying God. Luke links joy with the Holy Spirit when he writes in Acts 13:52, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. It's almost like as if one cannot be without the other. Holy Spirit, joy, they go together. Holy Spirit, adoration towards God, they go together. The whole thing comes together when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So it can be seen, I think, as a bit of the Holy Spirit in us, the oil. And then the oil in your lamp can also be seen as the Word of God, what we just read. I think we all know that the more we get into God's word, the brighter we become. And it's not just knowledge. Knowledge is there. We get brighter that way, but we also shine a brighter light. At least I hope we do. When we internalize what God shares with us through his word, the Bible tells us we shine like stars, and we do that in our community, not just in the church amongst one another, but in our community and throughout the world. And here at Lebanon First Baptist Church, we call it, and you know this, knowing God and making him known, because we are word-driven. And guess who happens to speak through the word? Not Dave, not Pastor Tim, but the Holy Spirit speaks through his word. Psalm 119, somebody came into my office this morning and said, oh, I got this great book from somebody at the church. It's Psalm 119, and you read a psalm a day, and then it has some kind of little thing that goes with it. I go, oh, that's cool. Psalm 119, it's a great, great psalm. Read it. Psalm 119, 105 argues that God's word, you know this, is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. Now listen, this is not a treaty on the Holy Spirit. But what I would love to see you all do is hop into Pastor Tim's Bible study Sunday nights at 5 o'clock to go in depth on the Holy Spirit. Now here's somebody who's really gone in depth himself into who the Holy Spirit is, how the Holy Spirit acts in our lives. And folks, we do have some misconceptions about the Holy Spirit. So I would encourage you to jump in on that at 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings. But what I want to share with you is that as people filled with the Holy Spirit, we have nothing to fear. With oil in our lamps, we ought not to be afraid of what tragic things may happen to us. Jobs, we lose one, or death, or drama, or persecution. You see, we have the Holy Spirit inside. Psalm 112, 7 through 8 says that God's people will have no fear of bad news, and their hearts will remain steadfast as they trust in the Lord. And so their hearts are secure. Our hearts can be secure and have no fear. And in the end, the Bible tells us they will look in triumph on their foes. In the end, doesn't say like today. It says, in the end. So if I claim to have Jesus and am alarmed at everything that happens in our world, or we kowtow to every fear, if we are drama kings and queens in this particular world, afraid the sky is falling and whine at every little or big mishap, the oil, the Spirit, which is in you, is not ignited. Something's wrong there. And let me be pleasantly blunt. You, I'm going to say you all, professors of faith in Jesus Christ, there may be some that aren't, but you, all of you, professors of faith in Jesus Christ, you have been blessed with the Holy Spirit. You have been born, because of that, you have been born into a lively hope. And our hearts should be living not on earthly trappings, all the junk that goes on in our world, but on the great things of God. Thanksgiving, which is what we went through. Blessings, which we talk about. God blessing us. Even more blunt is the fact that if we are distracted, if we are freaked out at every little thing, like the rest of the world, you know, how they just freak out about every little thing, what does that say? If we're like that, what does that say about whom we believe in? What does it say about Jesus? What does it say about the Holy Spirit? If constantly we live like the rest of the world that doesn't know him. If there is no difference, what's the sense of having that saving grace that only Christ can supply? Why do we even need it? What's the sense of us even getting together? How is it that we glorify God if we grumble, gripe, complain, and in many cases act cowardly. How does that even glorify God in any way? Now, yeah, we make mistakes, right? We all mess up, but we're called to live in Christ. If that is who we are, the oil is missing. The oil is missing. It's there. It just hasn't been ignited, right? Because we believe in Christ. But if we face what comes our way with calm composure, maybe we're stern in our faith when something happens to us and praise God on our lips when something's not going right, or, yeah, there's a reason God's got something going on. I don't know what it is, and this hurts, and I think it stinks, but I know God's got something going on. It shows the world that the oil within us is on fire, that it shines, and that it is real. Throughout Scripture, history, and even in modern times, oiled-up believers have sung God's praises in fire. Literally, you know that. Burned at the stake for a new Bible translation. Burned at the stake for maybe just a few minor differences in faith issues, or burned at the stake for committing crimes against the king, being thrown into a lion's den, being thrown into a furnace, as in the Old Testament with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In these sessions or situations and more, I think and I believe we can see where the Spirit was moving. And the Spirit was lighting up the world as these saints continued. And here's what they did. They continued to praise God when these things were happening. It is these kinds of folks that burn the midnight oil. Their lamps are full of the Spirit day and night. Now, I don't know about you, but for a pastor, the end of the year is extremely busy. You guys get that way too, end of the year? There's a lot of stuff going on. Many times it can kind of be a downer for folks, not just pastors, but at the same time that we are celebrating Thanksgiving and the birth of Christ, we're dealing with lots of stuff. Finances, budgets. I hate to say this, but usually more occurrences of death and depression amongst folks in the church, in the community, and in our own families, right? That all happens around the holiday. Then you got to think of setting everything up and doing this and that and how many parties you're going to, and how we respond to all of it is so important to the world who suffer. They suffer from not knowing God. Now, what really helps me, I believe it can help you, and hopefully many others, as we strive to be an example or a light unto the world, or, you know, what really helps me, I believe can help you as we do this together. The first is this. If you want to write it down, you can. Recognize that you do have the Holy Spirit. Just recognize it. That's a first thing. Just recognize. Because you believe in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. And then give God the glory. Give Him the praise and honor. Daily realizing that the Holy Spirit, joy, and praise go hand in hand. I'm not going to sing this song for you, but remember the song, Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory. That's what we're talking about right there. See, this all works together. All those words, the Holy Spirit, joy, praise, honor, humility, all go together. They belong together. You have received Christ. And therefore, that oil is there. Activate it. Second, trust in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. So, you know, this time of year when we get into a lot of busyness and chaos and struggle and some of the other things that I had mentioned, wait patiently for God. So our wisest course is to do what Moses did at the Red Sea. Some of you know that story. You have to remember that. Moses led the people of God out of slavery from Egypt, you know, and they're wandering. They're getting towards the Red Sea. And all of a sudden, here come all the Egyptian soldiers and all that. They're following them, and they're saying, uh-oh, now we got the Red Sea. They're going to kill us. And then they beg, basically, get us back to Egypt. We'll be slaves in Egypt. We'd rather have that than be killed. And so they were in hot pursuit, and the people got very cowardly. They got discombobulated. Their faith seemed to have fled them. They wanted to go back, but Moses said something that God laid on his heart, and he said it to the people. He said, "Stand still." Moses said this to the people, "Stand still and see the salvation of God." When I reread that story, the oil in my lamp went, ooh, wow, that's good. Stand still. Dave, chill. Stand still. See God work. See God do his thing. Not your thing, not anybody else's thing, but see God do his thing. Lord, keep me burning. Help me not to go the way of fear or getting discombobulated, or instead of crossing the Red Sea, having faith to do that, I want to go back to Egypt. Get rid of the angst, the self-pity. And then, God, help me to stand still and understand what your will is, always giving thanks to you for everything, all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Stand still and let the Holy Spirit work in your life. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Have you ever done that? I suppose maybe most of us have, and maybe we didn't recognize it, but I'm going to look for it now. You know, when something's just not going right, all right, Dave, stand still and see God work. I've seen it in the life of the church and the life of many of you out there, the life of others, right? And you probably didn't even know, hey, I was standing still. I was being a light. Well, that's what God wants us to be, of course, is that light. You know, I've got some homework for you if you want to jot it down. Reread that story of Moses, and it's found in Exodus chapter 14. That's just such a great story. You just can't beat that. Well, Jesus' death and resurrection, of course, beats that. But, I mean, the Moses story is a great story. And then do this. After you've read it, practice making music from your heart. You know, you don't have to sing out loud. Just let your heart sing inside. Giving thanks to God for everything. Do a small study. You know, you can just go Google all this stuff now. Go do a small study or get a Bible dictionary and do a study on oil. And what oil means, what oil does throughout Scripture. How it plays a big role. And then stand still and see God's salvation work. And start burning the midnight oil. You've got it. We've all got it. Let's burn it. Join me in a word of prayer as we get set for our closing hymn. Heavenly Father, as we sing together this song, would you ignite our hearts? Would you help our oil to burn and just be so bright that people out there will be going, what on earth is going on? This is something new, something I've never experienced before, but boy, would I love to have it. And then help us to relay that information of who you are to others. And I pray for those in here that need to be reignited. I need it every now and then, right? So, Lord, would you reignite us all so that we may be your servants, we may be your disciples, and we may learn more about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.